do is to let his life express Jesus to you. So glory, express glory, and get all the glory of God.
Welcome to the Riddle of Faith podcast, where my dad and I invite you to listen in on our conversations about life and faith. My dad's name is Dale Riddle. He's a farm boy turned rock and roll singer turned evangelist. And my name is Tamsin, and I had the privilege of growing up with this larger than life father who flagrantly carved his own path and took us along for the ride. This season of the podcast is all about music, which was a big part of my parents' ministry. I hope you'll enjoy hearing the stories behind the music. So thank you for joining us. Let's get started. Hi, Dad.
Good afternoon, Tamsin. It's good to be with you again.
Yes, I agree. I always love talking to you. This is a lot of fun. We're doing another in-person recording today, so this is even more fun for me. We're going to keep talking about music. I really am having so much fun revisiting all these old songs. It's been so fun to listen back on them again. It's sort of the soundtrack of my childhood, really. Like all these songs, I have them all memorized, and you just forget how good they are until you go back and listen. So it's been a lot of fun to do this series, and we got a long way to go because you wrote a lot of songs back then, and music was a huge part of the ministry. So I'm glad that we're doing this. This is a lot of fun. You wrote two songs on the first album, mm-hmm. and then the second album that came out was called Resurrection Power. And I was only five, I believe, when we did that album. I was 5 years old. And that was my first time recording. And so we'll talk about that in a minute. But the song on here, you wrote four songs on this one, I believe. And the first one I want to talk to you about is, ironically, it's called Heaven Bound, because the last song we talked about was Heaven's Now. And it was all about, you know, heaven's today. Don't be just waiting for tomorrow for things to get better. And now it's almost like you're not really flipping, but now it's kind of like, don't focus so much on heaven, but heaven's now. And now it's like, now I'm talking about heaven bound. So we're talking about, you know, the hope mm-hmm. of heaven. So I think it's just kind of funny that so many of your songs were very heaven focused, even though you were frustrated with people for being so heaven focused in a lot of ways.
Heaven, I think, is the reward for living this life. You know, it's, you know, you have to be born sometime and then you're going to die sometime. I heard one guy say, hey, I ain't afraid of dying. I've been dead before. It was time I didn't even exist. And there'll be a time I'll cease to exist here. But, hey, I've still got hope of heaven. So when I talk about heaven's now, I'm talking about you need to live your life in the now with the hope that once this life is over, then the heaven comes down. What people get the cart before the horse sometimes because they think about the future and forget to live in the now.
Yes.
And so that's why the first one I said, heaven's now, but then, hey, hang in there. You are heaven bound.
Yeah. That was the next song I wanted to talk about because it was, I don't know in what order you actually wrote these, but we're just going to go in order that they are on the album. And that was the first one on the album that you wrote was Heaven Bound. So tell me the inspiration of the story behind that song.
Well, I don't know. I think I wrote it to just cheer people up. You know, most of the songs, especially what you call the Southern gospel type music in our churches in the South, where we all grew up, the people love those old songs and stuff that, you know, that talk about heaven. Heaven will surely be worth it all. You know, heaven came down in glory. You know, everything's about heaven. And so I thought, well, you know, I do want people to focus on the now, but I don't want them to lose hope for the future. So and then I decided I'd write them a happy song about, but you know me, you know, Gilda asked me to write her a happy song one time and I wrote on death.
Yeah.
And so, but I wrote on heaven and I thought, well, this is how people see it. And it's kind of how I see it, that we're all who have discovered the love of Christ and God in our lives will be heaven bound one day. And we'll, and then I just filled in all the stuff that people believe in between to make them feel good about it. And because I don't have any idea what heaven.
Well, yeah, you talk about, I'm going to see my loved ones and.
Yeah, know. He talks about all that. And, you know, streets of gold, gates of pearl. And the Bible talks about, you know, all of our righteousness inside God's is filthy rags and gold didn't mean nothing to him or he. I mean, all this stuff that we attribute to God. It's sad. He's just a loving, caring, merciful God, and he wants us to enjoy life, and he's prepared a place for us, and I believe I'm going there. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't think it's going to be some kind of spiritual thing out on a cloud floating around. I believe really that we will survive death because of our consciousness and our self-awareness. Because I don't think God would provide us with all this and then just throw it away. It's taken a lifetime to learn it. And we've learned about him. And we've learned about science. And we've learned so much in these years that I've lived anyway, that I just can't imagine as much stuff as I've learned and so much more I want to know and learn. I hate to give that up. And so that's one of the reasons I want to live, because I'd like to just move, keep it going and see what happens next.
Yeah, and I think all the stuff, the streets of gold, the gates of pearl, all that's just, those are valuable in human terms. So I think they just try to find the most valuable things that they can think of and attribute that to heaven so that people, it's just a...
walls of jasper, gates of pearl, who gives a flip? I don't care if they're sending block from in heaven. If you got to have that, you don't even deserve heaven.
But I mean, I think it's just like man's way of trying to attribute characteristics to something that's indescribable, you know? So, but this song it's really a fun song because it's all about, you know.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you, there was one young girls group out of the girls' home in near Lynchburg, Virginia. There a couple that ministered to them, you know. It was about 25 or 30, and I stayed with the girls that week at a little apartment under the basement. And anyway, they fell in love with that song, and so when they came to know, called and asked me permission if they could perform it on their tour. And so I actually had that this particular song, Heaven Bound, sung by a little Lynchburg girls choir all over the country for a year or two.
I didn't know that. That's so
most
cute.
People, I never said anything about that.
That's really cute. Now, the Heaven Bound, I did want to ask you about, was it a popular thing at the time to have that background vocal, that little echo? To me, it's sort of a throwback. It's like, because I don't know if it was popular at that time to have like those, the background singers, you know, background vocals kind of doing these little ditties in the background, little echoes. I don't know.
They wanted us to hire some, but we just didn't have the resources, you know, to hire all that many people to do it. It'd been fun, you know, to have groups behind you, backing you up and all that. So we just double track. We would make sure we got the track. We paid for 2 days. Now, we were always recorded in 1 day. That's it. We started early morning to go on, however long it took, so we could get pay the musicians off and leave. And then the next day, Gilda and I would go back to Kenny and meet him, and we'd re-listen. And then any parts we didn't like and all, we'd re-sing and fix and go through and if we found something off. And if he'd also let us listen to see if what we wanted to add. We wanted to add strings or banjo or all the other different instruments.
Okay.
So 2 days, that's all we have to do. We recorded 1 day and we go back up and then we'd leave that afternoon and head back home.
Well, this was the first time I ever recorded, and I don't remember this, but you told a story about, I guess it was late in the day, we must have been there a long time, because we recorded this, I did one song on this album, I'll Fly Away, another Heaven song. That was my first time singing part, like, when I didn't sing parts, but you guys, Mom sang parts behind me.
Yeah, you were able to sing with part people.
And that was a little bit hard at first. It took me a couple tries to get used to singing with you guys singing something different behind me. But I was at 5 years old. That's pretty good. I was able to do that.
Yeah, and we did a little 45 record of you.
Yeah, but didn't you say that at the last I was done?
Yeah. You recorded, we won't put 4 songs on the little 45. And you've worked so hard, done so good. And so they took a little break, you know, to go get something to drink. We was going to do the last song. And you were kind of stuffy anyway, because it was in Birmingham and the pollution was on you. You just kind of didn't feel real good, you know. And so I said, Tamsin, come on, dear. You know, we got to finish your last song. Said, nope, I'm not singing anymore. And I said, Tamsin, I've got musicians in here hired, and you have to go sing. You got one more song. No, I'm not singing anymore. I don't feel good. I said, well, I'll tell you what, if you'll go in there and sing one more song, I will treat you to the biggest old ice cream chocolate fudge sundae you've ever seen. who you looked at and says, okay, had to bribe you. That you went back and finished. And you can tell on that song that you were kind of, you know, you sang on key, but you were stuffy.
Yeah.
In fact, you had a nosebleed earlier that morning. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, I remember that, actually. Yeah. Weren't we staying with Ron and Carol? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. But that was definitely a theme on this record was heaven.
That's right.
And I'll Fly Away was really
about the resurrection.
Yes,
that heaven and all that stuff. Yeah,
it's so fun. Well, it's just funny to me that I was so little and just you can't really.
Yeah, it's amazing. And of course, I think when we do your music album, the podcast for them, we ought to put that little. 45 at the front, let them hear at least one or two of them, what you recorded first time,
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get it.
Of course, I don't know if you did this with us afterwards. Maybe that was the song you had to come back and sing. I can't remember, but you didn't want to sing. We did that.
I can't remember. I had sung this song before. I knew it, but there was something about the new part was that there were parts behind me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if y'all just did that for the album. Now, after we did it on the album, we sang it that way in church. But this was the first time I ever remember singing with somebody doing parts with me.
I remember
it took a couple of times for me not to listen to you and just sing the melody.
Yeah.
So that's a memorable. That was a memorable moment for me because I can kind of remember that. So, we'll do the next song on Resurrection Power on the next podcast, but it is kind of fun. Is there anything else about the Heaven Bound song that you can recall or that anything behind the writing of that or that you wanted to include?
No, I always like to write, most of the time upbeat songs. Sometimes there'll be a few will come across when I was going through kind of a dark period, and feeling frustrated. Our country was in such bad shape. And so, you kind of write, I think, out of the feelings you're feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all these songs were written when I was still pastor. The other one, but I mean, I just started in evangelism those first times were really, first few couple of years were really hard. I think writing music was kind of a cathartic thing for me to say what I wanted to say in ways that I couldn't say it so much in church. And so I think that's probably was the main incentive behind. I really don't know why. Like I said, the first one, I did it for a group. And the second one, I just wrote out of frustration, to preach to my church. And the others, they all just kind of follow the same pattern, but just different tunes and different ideas. But they...
You said you tried to make a sermon out of each of them. And even in this one, the last verse was, I'm heaven bound. Do you want to go with me?
Yeah.
All you really have to do is place your life in Christ's hands. He died for us all. His blood was shed at Calvary. And that he made a way for us to all, enter the promised land. Yeah. So it's even that was like an invitation. You can, after you said that you're. Music where they were all like little mini sermons. I can definitely hear that in the music.
Yeah,
that they were all mini sermons.
Usually always was. Now this one was more about the future, of course. I'm heaven bound. I'm going to glory. It's talking about the future. I'm heaven bound. Do you want to go with me? They're saying, hey, yeah, but this is available for you too. This is the message. All you have to do is place your life in Christ's hands.
You also always pull in the now because you said, what's the first verse? I'm heaven bound. I'm going to glory.
Eternal life is mine today.
Yeah, so there
see,
was
I
always...
didn't leave my old original heavens now.
Yeah, eternal life believe. Starts now. It's how you live now. It's how you live now. It determines your eternal life. It is starts now. Yeah. And so I do, I think that it doesn't cancel out anything that you wrote in the last song. It's just a different perspective.
Absolutely.
So it was just interesting to me that we were doing that. And then I switched to this album and I'm like, well, this is all about heaven. Everything on here is about heaven. I'm ready, Lord. And resurrection power and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, this will be fun to look at the other songs. So we'll do the next one soon. I just wanted to, we're just kind of going in order, but this is fun to revisit these old songs. And so I'll do that one. All right, Dad. Well, until we meet again, we'll talk soon. I love
you. All right. Enjoy it. It's fun. Always fun talking to you. I hope our people enjoy it much as we do.
I know. Well, hey, if they don't, we're having a good time.
Yeah. We enjoy it. Nobody else does.
That's right. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Before I play the song, I wanted to remind you that the lyrics are posted in the show notes, along with a link to a YouTube lyrics video. I set up a Riddle of Faith channel on YouTube where you can find all the songs that we discuss on the podcast. As always, thank you for your time. I hope you'll join us again.
I'm heaven bound. I'm going to glory. Eternal life is mine today. I'll see my Jesus and I'll sing his story. How Jesus saved my soul and he took all my burdens away. Now I'm heaven bound
to sing with the angels.
I'm a heaven bound
to dwell in that city.
I'm heaven bound
to walk beside Jesus.
I'm a heaven bound.
No more sickness and sorrow, all my cares will pass away. No dark is there, Jesus lights the way. I'm heaven bound, heaven bound.
I am heaven bound. I'll get to see my loved ones who dwell in the land with the golden streets. I'll visit with Abraham, old Elijah and Samson. But the first thing I'll do is I'll kneel at my Savior's feet. I'm a heaven bound
to sing with the angels.
I'm a heaven bound
to dwell in that city.
I'm heaven bound
to walk beside Jesus.
I'm a heaven bound.
No more sickness and sorrow. All my cares will pass away. No darkness there. Jesus lights the way. I'm heaven bound.
Died for us all, his blood was shed at Calvary. Yes, Jesus fixed it so we could all see the promised land. I'm heaven bound
to sing with the angels.
I'm a heaven bound
to dwell in that city.
I'm heaven bound
to walk beside Jesus.
I'm a heaven bound.
No more sickness and sorrow. All my cares will pass away. Your dark is there. Lights the way. I'm heaven bound, heaven bound. I'm heaven bound.